Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Day number 94.
Reaching day 100 soon and 107 days since Joe Biden promised he wouldn't abandon Americans behind enemy lines, which he did. We do have actually some news. Let me just give a heads up to our affiliates along the Sean Hannity Show Network. Yes, we are on jury watch and will be throughout the afternoon if, in fact, the jury comes back in the Rittenhouse case. And by the way, Kenosha now bracing for potential unrest, and so are other cities around the country. The National Guard has been held, been called up as well in places. But I do have an update. There is a veterans group, members of what's called the Afghan Evac Coalition, met Monday video call with the idiot Secretary of State Blinken to press the case for additional resources to help tens of thousands of people get the hell out of Afghanistan that they abandoned, and that we now know family members of veterans were left behind. We now know from 3 weeks ago, hundreds of Americans still remain caught behind enemy lines. Thousands of people, according to Blinken, that legally can come to the U.S. because they have green cards. Never mind the tens of thousands of Afghan allies. Now we know the Taliban has gone back to their old ways and their treatment of women, being beaten in the street, restrictive laws for women. We know that those days of oppression are back, and pretty much in broad daylight, people are getting killed every day if it's proven that they in any way helped the United States. Anyway, so they're trying. The State Department isn't doing enough, they said. The whole government needs to be on board. We need the international community to step up, and we need it done quickly, according to Peter Lucier, who's a former Marine serving in Afghanistan that works with coalition member Team America. Winter is coming. There's famine already. And he said he's asking the State Department to help facilitate this. They have no interest. Joe Biden said it in his own words that he has turned the page on Afghanistan. Turn the page means never talk about it, never get asked by the media mob about it. That's what turn the page means. Before we get to the Rittenhouse case, and obviously on verdict watch all throughout the day today, I got a lot of news out of Washington that we're going to get to. ABC, Washington Post poll, 59% say Biden is expanding government too much. You think? Yes, true. By the way, Mr. President, unity. More America's more divided under Biden since he took office. That's not a shock to me. Biden has underestimated, this is the Washington Post, the problems facing the country. As Democrats fear that That has become now a massive political problem. Now, as we begin to get more of the details of Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism, we're finding out that, in fact, it does raise taxes on the middle class. And we already know that the poor and middle class in this country are being disproportionately impacted by Biden's inflation. Again, as another preventable self-inflicted wound that he caused. The high cost of energy is killing everybody. Build Back Better will lower costs for American families and give a little bit of breathing room. No, it's not. And nor is the lie that it costs you nothing. Nothing costs zero. Doesn't cost a penny. Well, if that's true, then why, you know, we have some more moderate Democrats that think that this is political suicide for them. And they're now pushing back and they're saying, all right, let's get a CBO score. And now the White House doesn't want the CBO score because they know they've been lying about this cost nothing. The CBO is expected to conclude, contrary to what Kamala and Joe, who, by the way, apparently hate each other, are saying, that Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism will not pay for itself, that it will explode the debt and the deficit, and it's going to send inflation into the stratosphere. They don't want the CBO score. According to the Washington Examiner, House Democratic leaders said lawmakers could vote on whatever the final number ends up being. As of today, it's $1.85 trillion. By the way, this is House Democrats. They still got to get through Manchin and Sinema, which I don't even know if it's going to be possible. But anyway, this is their new Green Deal socialism bill. They want a vote as early as Thursday before the CBO cost analysis is completed. Of course they want it beforehand because it's going to destroy their argument and expose the big lie. And the genius Pete Buttigieg, with the great experience of, oh, that's right, he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana, saying, yeah, there's going to be a lot of disruptions with supply chains. And they're out there blaming we, the American people, for our consumption habits. Well, we never had supply chain problems before them. They created that problem, too. You know, begging OPEC isn't working. Why don't we ask Texas, Oklahoma, Alaska, and North Dakota? I keep saying it every day. Pump prices soaring. Biden proposes a new drilling ban. Oh, that's genius. Biden announced yesterday a proposal for a 20-year ban on new oil and gas drilling in the northwest New Mexico area, the oldest Native American site in the U.S. In coming weeks, the Department of Interior's Bureau of Land Management will start the agency process to bar new oil and gas leasing on federal lands. You know what? You know what the people in the Middle East are thinking, OPEC is thinking, as a barrel of oil now reaches towards $100 a barrel? They're thinking this is the dumbest country on the face of the earth because we have all of the energy resources that you would ever want, and yet we're not using them. Another Obama economist jumped ship, blaming Biden and his spending for this inflation. Last Wednesday, government said its consumer price index soared 6.2% from a year ago. That's the biggest jump since 1990. That would be over 31 years ago. Biggest jump since then. It's a large blow against the transitory narrative, said Jason Furman, who served as a top economic advisor in the Obama administration. Inflation's not slowing. It's maintaining a red-hot pace. And by the way, and then Furman suggested the misguided policies, economic policies of Biden, they poured kerosene on the fire and a flood of government spending, including this infrastructure, coronavirus relief. When you add it all up together, it's unsustainable. And the people that are paying the price the most are the poor and middle class, the people they claim to have the most compassion for. Even Janet Yellen is now flipping and flopping on inflation. That, remember, she was saying it's only transitory. That was, you know, 6 months ago. Well, now Yellen has changed her tune. And you couldn't say on Sunday whether she was confident inflation would stabilize by next year's November midterms. It really depends on the pandemic. No, it doesn't depend on the pandemic. You want to fix the economy? I'll tell you how to do it. Go back to the Trump economic plan and stop spending more money than you have. Incentivize people to get back to work. The next best thing you could do is secure the border. And the next most important thing you can do is go back to Trump's policies of energy independence and drop the cost of oil dramatically. America's poverty rate as a result of Joe Biden's economic policies, according to the latest census bureaus, yeah, it's now under Joe Biden, it is exploding. The Urban Institute's projection for Biden's poverty rate, they put it at 13.7%. You just can't make it by every single solitary measure. It gets worse. The first step in fighting inflation is to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds. That's what the senior White House economic advisor Brian Deese deflected in terms of inflation. What, the first step to stop inflation is vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds? Please tell me you're not that stupid. Apparently they are. Lauren Summers has really taken on the Biden economic plan. Janet Yellen doesn't particularly like it. Well, I'll give you one quick example. I was reading the story about Tyson Foods. They're a great company. They try to keep the cost of their products, beef, pork, chicken, down on a regular basis. You know, they produce 20% of all U.S. beef, chicken, and pork. They said they have had to raise their prices across the board of every major business unit. And, you know, sales are okay. That's not a problem for them. But they're now charging dramatically higher prices than they were before. And that's because of Biden's inflation. For example, chicken is up 19%. Pork prices, 33 and 38% respectively. If you want a steak, it's 38% more. You want a pork chop, it's 33% more. You want a chicken breast, it's 19% more. Chicken wings, same thing. Doesn't matter. Unbelievable. White House chief of staff says, well, things are a lot better in this country than they were a year ago. No, they're not. Regarding the economy and COVID, no, we have more dead people from COVID this year, you idiot. They've just purposefully lied. The American people, you know what? It doesn't matter because the American people are feeling it every single solitary day. Every day you fill up your gas tank, you're feeling it. Every day you go to the grocery store, the drugstore, Lowe's, Home Depot, wherever you go, you're feeling it, you're paying it. It sucks, and it's dramatic. The Congressional Budget Office already found, for example, the $1.2 trillion spending bill. This is why they don't want their Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism scored by the CBO. They found the $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan is going to add $256 billion to the deficit. According to the Penn-Wharton budget model, they said there'd be no significant level of economic growth either. They're not going to get anything out of it. But the bipartisan infrastructure plan with 13 Republicans in the House, you know, caved and went along with the stupidity. It does define gender identity as a protected class. It does dole out dignity equity grants. It contains funding for zero emission vehicles. It addresses over the road bus tolling equity. It contains the word equity 64 times. It provides roughly $2.5 billion to help the U.S. government expand the border processing stations. It contains a $10 million grant to create a vehicle miles travel tax, a pilot program. Okay, now not only do we get taxed on gasoline, now we're going to get it taxed by the mile. One study, Build Back Better, that act actually cost $4.91 trillion. In other words, they're saying that the $1.7 trillion, when you score it out, is really going to cost $4.91. And this is what Joe Manchin was complaining about. He talked about all the economic tricks and games and gimmicks that they're playing with the numbers. In other words, they're just not math properly on purpose to deceive the public. It's not 1.75, it's 4.91. Unbelievable. It's just so typical. All right, we are on jury verdict watch in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. We'll give you the latest updates in a few minutes here. One thing that has become clear, even fake news CNN is acknowledging it, is the relationship between Joe and Kamala is a disaster. Even their reporting, she is not being adequately prepared or positioned and being sidelined, including, you know, by the president. There's a rocky relationship with parts of the White House. Their words, not mine. Harris is perceived to be in a weak position. Top Democrats in and outside Washington now are saying, uh-oh, I thought she was the heir apparent. And one Harris aide offered the issue is some in the West Wing don't have constant knowledge of what the vice president's team is doing. Harris complaining to confidants about not being a greater part of the president's approach to the Afghanistan withdrawal. That's her way of saying that's not my fault. Many feel like he's skirting his political duties to promote her and essentially setting her up to fail. First of all, both their approval ratings suck. I mean, she has a record of 28%. But remember, she's the one that hired the PR team. She's the one that made that phony video that with the child actors. She's the border czar that doesn't go to the border and do a thing about it. You know, then you got the issue of the weird laughing. Newt Gingrich pointed out there's like 10 straight hours of her just laughing. And she goes to France, phony French accent, and doesn't resolve the issue that they're supposed to resolve in the first place. By the way, looks like President Biden didn't want to jeopardize, you know, the family syndicate business with China and didn't even bring up the issue of the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. He didn't discuss it with President Xi. I mean, why not? They should be paying the entire world for what they unleashed on the world. Then, of course, she got Kamala complaining that, you know, she's not being put in a position to lead. She's not capable. Then the White House aides leapt to the defense of Pete Buttigieg, and they see this as an example of unfair standard of play. The Daily Mail is even reporting that the relationship is at a crisis point and her staff is feuding in her being sidelined. Biden is rumored to be considering moving Harris to the Supreme Court as a backdoor way of selecting a new VP. The White House is frustrated by her appalling polling numbers. Harris and her top aides are furious with Biden for handling her no-win issues like the border crisis. And they also claim the president's not defending her while looking after the white person, Pete Buttigieg. That's right in the Daily Mail. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We are on Verdict Watch in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse. Look, do I think in this case, when you look at the law in Wisconsin as it relates to self-defense, do I believe the verdict on every charge should be not guilty? Yes, if the law is followed. But it's very difficult to predict what juries are going to do. It's you could stay here and guess, you know, all day long. But as it relates to if you feel your life is in jeopardy or in fear of a reasonable person would conclude a fear of serious bodily harm, then in every instance with Kyle Rittenhouse, that is the case. It's simple with the star witness of the prosecution admitting under oath on the stand that he pointed a loaded weapon at Kyle Rittenhouse before Kyle shot him. And he only fired once. I think he hit him in the bicep, and that testimony was given. Just throw that charge out. Then you see the video of Kyle Rittenhouse, and we'll get into this in more details in a few minutes, of Kyle being chased by a large group of people, some may call a mob. Chasing him, he's running as fast as he can to get the hell out of there. And then, of course, they tip his hat off. Then he's on the ground. And then when he shot this other guy, he literally was, you can see the foot up in the air about to smash his head into the pavement. Would a reasonable person conclude in that moment that you're at risk of serious bodily harm or death? I think the answer is there as well. Then the other testimony that, okay, the individual that grabbed the barrel of the gun. Again, you got eyewitness testimony, video testimony, and then, of course, the star witness for the prosecution's testimony. So far, we know the jury has asked for a number of things, additional copies of jury instructions, and then specifically pages 1 through 6, I think it's 40-some-odd pages in total. It was confusing if you were listening yesterday to the judge give them. They've also asked for self-defense guidelines, meaning the law, outside of the courtroom. Even now, as we speak, there is chanting going on, groups beginning to gather. If Kenosha don't get it, shut it down. I would assume that probably the jury is hearing those chants. You can hear it here. One thing, the Accuracy and Media tweeted out this, and I agree with them wholeheartedly, and I'll play a montage of the mob and the media later as the Rittenhouse trial comes to a close. One thing is abundantly clear. No one is more guilty of wrongdoing than the media. And I'd add to that the politicians as well. And literally, they said the press is an unindicted co-conspirator in the case. This happens in every single high-profile case. The only case where I would give an exception, the only case in modern memory that, you know, that I didn't, that the tape was so compelling in the case of George Floyd, and again, as a martial artist, 9 years now training, I can tell you that the neck is the most vulnerable part of the human anatomy. You have somebody in handcuffs. You have somebody saying, please, sir, I can't breathe. You have a crowd begging the police officer to take his knee off his neck, and he keeps it there for nearly 9 minutes. That was pretty compelling. But we on this program, we have ended up being right on Richard Jewell, Ferguson, Missouri, Trayvon George Zimmerman, Cambridge Police, Duke Lacrosse, Ferguson Freddie Gray, UVA, and of course, the biggest hoax of all, the Russia conspiracy. You know, the hoax, the lie, the Trump-Russia collusion with Russia. You know, it's insanity. Ironically, the dirty dossier was Russian disinformation. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of it, although the Washington Post making the acknowledgement and retracting their previous reporting on the Steele dossier. Where's the rest of the media? I got to give them some props for that. They're 4 years behind us, but okay, I'll give you a few props for finally admitting it. Adam Schiff's star parts are still true. What part? There's no part of it that's been proven true. None of it. And the subsource on record saying it's not true. And they dragged this country through hell with lies for 4 years. Where's the New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS? Where's MSDNC, fake news, CNN? Just like they did to this kid, the Covington High School kid. What's his name? Nicholas Sandman. Just like Nicholas. I mean, the only good part for him is he's going to be probably a billionaire by the end of this. And rightfully so. Even when they knew that the story had fallen apart, they never once asked this kid what his side of the story was, and they went with a false narrative. Jen Psaki was asked by Peter Ducey when he was running, you know, last year, well, you called him a white supremacist. Why did the president suggest Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist?
What I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments. What I can reiterate for you is the president's view that we shouldn't have, broadly speaking, vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault weapons. We shouldn't have opportunists corrupting peaceful protests by rioting and burning down the communities they claim to represent anywhere in the country. As you know, closing arguments in this particular case.
Do you understand what she just did there? No, I'm not gonna speak right now to anything. The president is rushing to judgment. Something Obama did often. Cambridge police acted stupidly. Trayvon could be my son. No, I'm not gonna speak to right now to anything about the ongoing trial of the president's past comments. Why did the president call him a white supremacist? And then what we can speak more broadly, the vigilantes, she's declaring this kid guilty in her own way. Basically saying he's a vigilante from patrolling the community. That's not appropriate for her or the mob and the media calling this kid a white supremacist and declaring his guilt. They did all of this without any evidence, any due process, any presumption of innocence, like they always do. And then they create the expectation in a city, in a town, in a state of an outcome that is never going to come based on what the facts ultimately provide, like in Ferguson. My sources told me early on, Sean, trust me on this. People that I trust, trusted sources, multiple sources. There are numerous people, African Americans in the neighborhood, that corroborate completely the story of Officer Darren Wilson. That it was Michael Brown that put his hand into the police car and struggled to take the officer's gun away from him. That's when the first shot was fired. Nobody was hit. And they corroborated that Michael Brown charged Officer Darren Wilson, and Officer Darren Wilson's life was in jeopardy, and he fired. That's why there was no guilty verdict. Same thing in Baltimore. Look what they did to these kids at Duke Lacrosse. I actually took the time to go meet them and meet their families. Not that I particularly liked any of them, but that's a different story for another day. Linda, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Other strange moments. At one point yesterday, this idiot prosecutor, Binger, picks up an AR-15. And what did he do? This is the one that Kyle Rittenhouse had. He points the rifle at people in the courtroom with his finger on the trigger. Now, obviously, this idiot prosecutor doesn't know a thing about gun safety, whether a gun is loaded or unloaded, even after you check and double check that there's no bullet in the chamber. You never point a gun under any condition unless you plan to use it at any human being. Couldn't believe it. Then another bizarre moment, he brought a gun to a fist fight and uses an image from Patrick Swayze's film from 1989, Roadhouse, where the guy's a bouncer in a bar. You just can't make this up. And then Binger, mocking Rittenhouse for his performance as a medic that night. Well, the guy was a lifeguard. I guess it's verbal gymnastics. And he acknowledged that he wrapped up an ankle and I believe helped someone put a Band-Aid on a cut on their head, which shows that he was there to help people. But then you got the politicians. They're doing the same thing. Cori Bush calling out Rittenhouse, claims he's a white supremacist, on top of Hakeem Jeffries, on top of everybody else. Cori Bush's claim that Brown was murdered is false. Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren have ignored the findings of the Justice Department to accuse Officer Darren Wilson of murder, even though the Justice Department found no credible evidence at all to support the claim. Hands up, don't shoot, didn't happen. On Monday, the judge had to literally tell the jury to ignore Joe Biden's comments labeling Rittenhouse a white supremacist. It's unbelievable. Let me tell you how all the awful things that Joseph Rosenbaum did, the prosecutor said. He tipped over a porta potty that had no one in it. He swung a chain. He lit a dumpster on fire. Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word. If he were alive today, I'd probably try and prosecute him for arson, but I can't because the defendant killed him. He didn't mention the five kids that this guy molested either. Was found guilty of molesting. Or the time that he spent in a mental institution. It is unbelievable. They took 20 hours to create this blurry image. 20 hours in a state crime lab, a drone video image to produce. You can barely see anything. The defense says, well, what he did for those 20 hours is hocus pocus. And that's what the judge allowed it. But, this is ridiculous. Now, all of this could be for naught anyway, because the motion has not been ruled on yet as it relates to a mistrial with prejudice, which would free Kyle Rittenhouse. And the judge in this case will have the ability to overturn a jury's verdict if he doesn't think it's been fair. And he's been very clear that the prosecution repeatedly has crossed the line. When a prosecutor unwittingly is helping make the case in support of Rittenhouse's self-defense, that's why at one point the prosecution, Kyle Rittenhouse was too cowardly to use his own fists. That's your defense? You got to be kidding me. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen it. It's unbelievable. Prosecution was helped by the judge, who decided that the jury would be given an introduction on the law of provocation. Now, the judge agreed, but also when Kyle Rittenhouse is seen in the video running away, if he was the initiator of the conflict, they say that self-defense is out. But if he removes himself from the situation, self-defense again applies. In Wisconsin, the law of provocation states that if a defendant is an initial aggressor, he loses the right to self-defense. Okay, that would be good if they had credible evidence proving that. They don't. But the video cited by the prosecutors was anything but clear, and it was so blurry, the judge shook his head and remarked, I certainly can't give a provocation instruction based on a picture that I can't make anything out of. The judge delivered to the jury the requested provocation instruction. Effectively, though, tossing the prosecutors a half a lifeline. But the idea that they proved the case, the defendant provoked everything and forfeited his right to self-defense, that's negated by the fact that he was on video running away from trouble. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. It's just very hard to predict what juries are going to do. We'll talk to Greg Jarrett and David Schoen about this case after the news at the top of the hour. Later on, Senator Tom Cotton rightly defending Project Veritas. He's livid. He's apoplectic at the AG Merrick Garland, again, abusing power. The FBI, again. You have Project Veritas founder CEO James O'Keefe. He's handed from a source. He's told it was obtained legally. What is supposed to be the diary of Joe Biden's daughter. He can't corroborate it. So he never prints it. Never does anything with it. Then he brings it to law enforcement a year ago. Now tell me why that's the reason that they raided his house. A pre-dawn raid with him in his underwear in the morning and his neighbors looking at him. I'm telling you, we're losing our country. If you don't have the rule of law, you don't have a country. Equal justice, equal application of our laws. Look at Steve Bannon. By the way, you know, Henry Kissinger, Janet Reno, Harriet Myers, Josh Bolton, Eric Holder, Lois Lerner, Brian Pagliano, Bill Barr, Chad Wolf. Guess what they all have in common with Steve Bannon? They were held in contempt of Congress. What's the difference? Not a single one of them was ever arrested and brought into a courtroom. Does that sound like equal application of our laws to you? Doesn't to me.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.